So good morning, everybody. As Vince said, I'm Peter Rail. I'm Chief Technology Officer here for Analog Devices. So I'd like to begin this morning by setting the context in which ADI invests to ensure our technology advancement, and then more importantly, its profitable application continues well into the future. So this is an image I'm sure most of you or all of you are well familiar with. It illustrates the three waves of computing and how the user-to-device ratio has flipped over the past 50-plus years. From the initial mainframe era, when many people accessed a single device, the core mainframe device itself, to the current era in which users are outnumbered by the number of devices they access, and even more significantly outnumbered by the number of instrumented nodes they rely on, nodes that are generating more data than users can make sense of. This trend towards the digitization of our businesses, our environment, our societies, and indeed our lives is a significant boost for ADI, thanks to the corresponding growth in the need for mixed-signal technology to connect the physical world in which we live to this digital world. These digital systems increasingly rely on real-world information to make mission-critical, even life and death decisions, and the accuracy and integrity of this information is becoming more and more important, while the actual challenge of identifying and extracting signals in the presence of increasing levels of noise is becoming a harder and harder problem to solve. Just think of wireless communications and how the frequency spectrum has become increasingly cluttered as new wireless standards continue to be introduced. Not to mention the escalating challenge of developing robust navigation systems for autonomous vehicles in what is a very noisy environment. These are demanding applications and difficult challenges that are only getting tougher. As a result, the opportunity to innovate at the boundary between the physical and the digital worlds continues to grow. It's not a question of can we innovate, but rather which opportunities we will choose to address. We have chosen a path of selecting and addressing only those high-performance opportunities where our expertise and our insights command a premium, and where we are uniquely positioned to address these opportunities in ways that others just cannot. This has been ADI's strategy for decades, but one of the topics, excuse me, I want to talk to this morning is how the acquisition of Linear Technology, when coupled with other acquisitions and investments we have made, supercharges our strategy and allows us to address the most profitable applications more comprehensively than any of our competitors. Think of ADI as a bridge builder, where the road represents the signal chain, the supporting infrastructure represents the power chain, and the two land masses on either side are the physical and the digital worlds. This bridge includes anchor points on either side to manage the on-off ramps into the adjacent environments, sensors on the physical side, and connectivity on the digital side. And just as with physical structures, spectacular results can be achieved when all these elements are tightly coupled. As a bridge builder, ADI is unique in being able to address signal chain challenges from DC to 100 gigahertz and power chain challenges from nanowatts to kilowatts. Some compelling examples of the high-value applications we're able to address more completely are shown on this chart, and many will be talked about later this morning, and indeed, some of our demos will reflect some of these initiatives also. ADI is the only high-performance semiconductor company developing and delivering such a combination of industry-leading signal chain and power chain solutions that will increasingly be tightly integrated into the future. And here's why. First, extracting maximum performance from the signal chain solutions increasingly requires highly accurate and very stable power supplies. For example, when moving to higher speeds or to lower power consumption, this typically means using smaller geometry processes that need to operate off lower power supply voltages. To maximize signal chain performance, These voltages need to be controlled very precisely, and being able to co-design the signal and power chains is core to achieving this. Second, a new challenge and a new opportunity has emerged for ADI, as the hardware expertise at many of our customers has been de-emphasized in favor of other areas of investment. Many customers are now looking for more complete solutions from their semiconductor partners as they focus their resources elsewhere. Back to the bridge analogy, they are contracting out the complete bridge build, not just the cables, bolts, or road surface. And the winners in our industry will be those companies that are capable of delivering on this need more effectively than the competition. In short, our industry-leading technology portfolio positions us extremely well to serve both current and emerging signal processing needs for years to come. So how do we leverage and extend this strong position to exploit current opportunities and investments while simultaneously exploring new ones in our drive for profitable growth over the short and the long term? This is best described using the Three Horizon Framework introduced in the 1999 book, The Alchemy of Growth. Horizon 1 represents our core business today and is where we spend about 75% of our R&D. This is where we extend and defend our core business. Horizon 2 represents investments in technology and in products that have a longer time horizon and accounts for roughly 20% of our R&D. This is where we build new business momentum. And Horizon 3 accounts for roughly 5% of our R&D, and these investments work to the longest time horizon, and it is where we create options for future business growth. In Horizon 1, we are focused on delivering unique and industry-leading products across the core technology categories, which we refer to as building the base, while we are also moving up the value stack in terms of adding algorithms, analytics, and other ancillary functions necessary to address the toughest real-world challenges. Vince showed this visual earlier. And as Vince also indicated, we now have either the number one or number two market position in the core technology categories of converters, power management, amplifiers, interface, and RF and microwave. And we are increasing our expertise in domains such as sensors and algorithms. For example, our next generation vital signs monitoring solutions, we use our own optical sensors together with our own motion-resistant heart rate algorithms to deliver accurate and reliable motion, the accuracy and reliability necessary to successfully address home-based clinical-grade healthcare applications. This expands the scope of our healthcare offerings beyond our traditional big iron medical imaging applications. But having a winning recipe is not just about being the best in any one technology category. It's more about how we bring our capabilities together to address the most difficult customer challenges. We support hundreds of applications and thousands of customers through our industry-leading combination of differentiated hardware, software, process technology, and packaging capabilities. Capabilities that have been developed over very many years and which are very difficult and very expensive to replicate. In Horizon 2, we are simultaneously driving technology advances along what are referred to as the Moore and the More Than Moore axes of innovation. Moore's law, or the doubling of transistors per unit area every 2 years, has driven the semiconductor industry for over 50 years. On the Moore axis, the primary dimensions of innovation have been reducing gate lengths and increasing wafer sizes. High-performance analog or mixed-signal products have, for the most part, used processes that have been at least one or two generations behind the leading edge, as analog circuits don't benefit from the reducing gate lengths to the same extent as digital circuits do. Given the scale of investment involved in developing these processes, we at ADI find it much more economical to access these processes through external foundry partnerships. From a volume perspective, over 80% of our high-performance analog and mixed-signal products would need only one or two 12-inch wafer lots to service a year's demand. So we buy what we need, and we don't carry the overhead of what would be a much underutilized asset for a company like ours. Such a partnership supports our high-speed strategy on 28 nanometer, where we use ADI's enhanced high-frequency models on industry standard processes to develop the best high-speed data converters in the industry. It also supports the development of proprietary process technologies at foundries, processes which are co-developed by process development engineers at both ADI and our foundry partner. In short, we work very effectively with our foundries to access and economically develop high-value products on advanced CMOS-based processes. Another critical dimension of innovation in the semiconductor industry, referred to as More Than Moore, addresses the challenges associated with robustly interfacing to the physical world. These interface challenges drive innovations that are more about materials innovations and novel technology combinations than about reducing transistor gate lengths. Our internal wafer fabrication facilities are central to our strategy of developing highly differentiated process technologies, many of which are based on the use of non-traditional materials, which are then leveraged into unique product solutions. For example, our industry-leading iCoupler and IsoPower isolation technologies support the fastest and most robust non-optical data and power isolation products in the industry and are manufactured in-house. Our pH sensing technology for industrial and medical applications is also manufactured in-house, both terrific examples of where process and product developments come together to create industry-leading solutions. And we bring all these capabilities together through advanced packaging techniques to develop and deliver highly integrated solutions, solutions that leverage both hardware and software engineering skill sets and rely on expanding domain expertise to address our customers' most difficult applications. We've increased our software engineering capabilities through the addition of algorithm and machine learning experts, expertise we have applied to many opportunities, including clinical-grade healthcare solutions I mentioned earlier, as well as our recently announced 77 gigahertz Drive 360 advanced driver assistance platform. Our solutions have also been enhanced by the addition of skill sets we might have traditionally considered to be more in our customers' wheelhouse, such as biomedical engineering, electrochemical engineering, and data analytics. And finally, as we balance our efforts to both exploit and explore opportunities, we come to Horizon 3, where we explore early-stage technologies that, if successful, promise to deliver outsized returns on our investments. Horizon 3 is where we take bigger risks, looking to learn fast while occasionally failing fast. In this environment, we work extensively with external incubators, accelerators, startups, and universities to be inspired by, to learn from, and leverage the larger ecosystem. For example, under the Horizon 3 umbrella, we incubate and nurture early exploration initiatives in areas that include algorithms, sensors, imaging, and energy harvesting. Many of these initiatives include research engagements with universities and research centers. Recent graduates have included far-field voice recognition platforms, digital pre-distortion algorithms for communications applications that command a significant revenue premium when enabled, and materials innovations that have greatly enhanced the lifetime revenue potential of our micromachine sensors and actuators. These are not science projects. They are initiatives that have a very positive impact on our current and future revenue potential. So through our Three Horizons approach to innovation, we're well positioned for continued long-term profitable growth. Our most important and our most profitable advances are being built on the pillars of ubiquitous sensing, intelligent computing, and connectivity, initiatives that impact just about every industry today. For ubiquitous sensing, we have a strategy that supports a rapidly expanding array of sensors that support critical end applications such as real-time environmental monitoring in home and industrial applications, machine health monitoring in factories, and wear-free position detection in critical automobile subsystems. For intelligent computing, we have initiatives like the Farfield voice recognition platform I just mentioned that push greater intelligence to the edge node of systems to support the efficient transformation of data to information and information to insight. These initiatives help mitigate against the deluge of data we're facing in a connected world, where much of the data generated is of little value. And for connectivity, we have a strategy that supports multi-generational wired and wireless communications protocols. We have the preeminent position in wireless infrastructure radio signal chains. We have radio technology embedded in industrial communications applications, which you'll see a demo of later. And we are setting the standard in proprietary communications links, such as the automotive audio bus. So in conclusion, there are high barriers to enter and even higher barriers to be competitive in the domains we compete in. Beyond the extremely asset-intensive nature of our business, success over the long term requires a constant focus on innovation. Innovation in high-performance signal and power chain solutions requires tremendous domain expertise and experience, both of which are increasingly limited and valuable resources. ADI is a center of gravity for both, and our market leadership position continues to grow thanks to having unique, highly differentiated, and extremely difficult to replicate suite of capabilities. Capabilities that deliver substantial and increasing value to our customers and position us for continued success. So we'll now break down into the next series of presentations, and I'll transfer to Steve Pekevich, and he'll talk about power products.